91X News.
It's 0 degrees and overcast at 3 o'clock. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. 27 people have been rescued from broken ice floes on Lake Simcoe near Barrie today after they were stranded while ice fishing. Police say an ice floe that was originally around 2 kilometers long began to break up rapidly in today's high winds. One of the anglers was taken to hospital with unknown injuries. Rescue crews could be seen helping crews from the icy water after falling from ice floes that continued to break after the rescue. Numerous fire, police, and paramedic departments, including a rescue chopper from CFB Trenton, were involved in the operation just north of Barrie. Police have been warning people all winter about the unstable and dangerous ice. Toronto police say remains found in North Toronto late last month were those of missing teen Mariam Makniashvili. Staff Inspector Greg McLean says the remains were found under a bridge and there's nothing to suggest foul play.
As a result of investigations conducted to date, taking post-mortem results into consideration, the findings are not consistent with a homicide or a suspicious death.
The Makniashvili family, originally from the Republic of Georgia, had only been in Toronto for 3 months when their daughter disappeared in 2009. Prime Minister Harper admits the February jobs report this month is disappointing. He points out there's a trend of increases in the number of full-time jobs and that the American employment situation is improving. The jobless rate did fall to 7.4%, but that's because more people stopped looking for work. He says the economic recovery remains fragile. Former Reform Party leader Preston Manning says political parties using robocalls to send voters to non-existent polls is a deplorable tactic. The patriarch of the modern-day conservative movement in Canada says the important thing now is to stop it from happening again.
There's two categories of suggestions. One is more stricter surveillance, not just by Elections Canada, but by campaign managers and supervisors. I actually think the more effective thing is preventing it in the first place, and that involves ethical training.
Manning says pointing fingers at one party as having a problem is a mistake, as all parties have the technology and ability to deploy dirty tricks. More than 50 kilograms of the illegal drug called cat has been seized at the Edmonton International Airport. The Canada Border Services Agency says the drug was found in a couple of suitcases brought in by two men on a flight from Britain on Wednesday. Agency spokesperson Lisa White says the agency is working with the RCMP to determine if the drug smuggling is part of a larger operation.
It's an ongoing matter, looking at where it was going, where did it actually come from, where was it going, who is it going to, and those are all different things that we will look into as we continue our investigation.
Both men were arrested but have since been returned to Britain. White says they may face charges. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
Thank you, Renee. The Pirates are playing like they have scurvy. Picton is currently down 3 games to the Campbellfield Rebels. The two are amidst the Empire B Finals. The winner gets a spot in the Schmaltz Cup. Puck drops at 7:30 tomorrow in Campbellford for Game 4. The Bulls will brave the cold this weekend as they head up to Sudbury to battle the Wolves. The Bulls are close to clinching a playoff berth. They sit in 6th spot right now in the Eastern standings, 5 points ahead of Peterborough, while the Wolves are in 5th spot, coming off a 7-0 loss to the Barrie Colts last night. Other games in the OHL see the Sioux Greyhounds heading to the Hive to face off versus the Sarnia Sting. Scotty Wedgwood and the Plymouth Whalers are in the Kitchener Auditorium to square off against the Rangers. With headshots in hockey at the forefront of concerns, former NHLer and Halliburton native Bernie Nichols agrees that the biggest issue in the league.
For that, I think the league's trying the best they can to eliminate as much they can, but I think a lot of the emphasis has to go on the players. I think the players have to have a bit better respect for the other guys and eliminate the headshots, and I think we'll be fine.
Nichols is most notable for a 70-goal, 150-point season with the LA Kings during the 88-89 season. Canada won its first medal in the women's 1,500-meter race at the World Short Track Speed Skating Championships in 8 years. Marie-Yves Drolet won bronze at the event, just behind two Chinese skaters in Shanghai. Meanwhile, Edmonton's Jamie Gregg won a men's 500-meter sprint at a long track World Cup event in Berlin. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
The weather can't seem to make up its mind. Today, flurries at times heavy. The local amount is 2 centimeters. The high is +2. Tonight, flurries ending late this evening, then clearing. The low of -10. And Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the morning with a 40% chance of flurries late in the afternoon and early in the evening. The high, 0. Sunday, sunny. The low, -1. The high, 14. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
This is Quinty's new